Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your announcer, Michael Horn. Once again, here's the star of our show, ladies and gentlemen, Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Our producer is Corey Marino. Corey?
Thank you. I'm Corey, and I'm here.
We thought it would sound like news announcers here on the show today. JD, Jeremy Dayton, also producing the show for us, getting all the camera shots set up here. Fred, how's your week going?
It's doing real well, Mike.
Thank you, Fred. You know, I know you always check out all the box scores and things. Anything to report that you've seen as an oddity in football, baseball?
Baseball hockey, is dead, Mike.
Oh, boy. Easter holidays coming up. Spring, was spring break before Easter, or was it after? We got a real good shot of Fred there.
It was during Easter, Mike.
It was during Easter. Let's just, if we could here, I'll help out our videographer. There we go. We got a real tight shot of Fred. Well, there you go. When Fred talks, he can be on the screen.
That's right. The look right
it's
there.
It's good. It's good. By the way, you know, we this show, not only a radio show for you, 790 KABC, our flagship station, Saturday nights for you. It's 3 p.m. Or 6 o'clock, I think, Pacific time. And then, of course, we're on Sirius XM on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern time. We like to give you different time zones so you can figure it out yourself. Keep the old my mind there.
It's confusing to some, Mike.
Thank you, Fred. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to look at baseball today because I don't know about you guys, but the umpires have been making some really crazy, weird calls on the balls and strikes. So what do you guys feel about that? Fred, before you take that sip, what do you think?
I said at the top of the show, baseball's dead.
That's Corey, what do you think?
I was at the game last night, and they had some bad calls. I was at the Dodger game.
Now, can you see from your seats at Dodger Stadium how bad the calls are from your seats?
A couple of them, which is pretty astounding.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. I think they really, really don't want to work anymore and have those automated umps.
There doesn't seem to be any embarrassment on anyone's side.
It's crazy. And they did it in spring training. You could see how bad they were. And well, we're going to talk about that here, and amongst others, some good things here for you today. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Don't forget, follow Fred on X, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We'll be back.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become vacation you, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, vacation you burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist because vacation you doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge, we being yours truly, Michael Horn, our producer, Corey Marino, and of course, the one and only Fred Dreyer. On this show, new ideas are discussed, new ways to save sporting events, and we've got a lot of things to talk about today. Let's talk umpiring. Corey, you put together a big expose for us today. There's some stats here, that awful calls after just the first couple of weeks here of the baseball season. What have we had? After the first full week, what did you find out in analyzing the baseball's balls and strike calls?
After the first week of the season, the umpires had missed a whopping 1,121 calls.
I didn't see it. I was looking and I didn't see the ball.
Which equated to 44 blown strikeouts across the week.
Now, that's a big deal, Fred. If you're a pitcher and you're having some trouble early on in the season, at any time, if you lose a strikeout because some umpire misses it, that's a big deal.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if it is or not anymore.
Well, the pitchers, here's the thing. That's just the first stat. We'll have more. The pitchers aren't upset. They're not arguing it, and yet they show it on TV with the replay where they got that little triangle there, and the ball is way inside or way outside, and the guy calls it a strike, and the announcers don't even talk about it anymore.
Well, they joke. Some the brave ones joke about it, and the other ones just kind of like say, "What was that?"
Yeah,
they honestly don't know what to do with it because
it's so bad.
All of the guesswork in umpiring is right there in front of you. You got a guy supposedly with a veteran outlook on everything, common sense, reason, good eyesight, and it's a strike or it's a ball. They even put a frame up on the home plate to help you guide.
Yeah. And those catchers are pretty good. The catchers can see where the catcher might trick an umpire if the guy's a little feeble and grab that ball and move it in a little bit quickly. But
that's another thing. Forgive me.
Yes, go right ahead. It's your show.
Here it is. It's another thing they've decided that we're going to fool the audience and we're going to put more emphasis on really being proficient and calling balls and strikes. So what do? They put a frame.
Mm-hmm. Rectangular.
A frame that they probably brought from home.
It's like
and
this.
Put it. Yes, that's right.
This is right there.
They put it they put it on,
ball.
In the strike zone.
That's a strike in
and
here.
And not everybody seems to understand what to do with it.
Yeah, exactly.
So my feeling is this, that all the umpires, it's going to take a movement. All the umpires are under the challenge every day, every week, every game, all through the season, to make sure that they can read that the ball when they call a ball or a strike is what it really is,
exactly.
A ball or a strike. I'm still of the belief that you can have arguing of the obvious.
Well, that doesn't happen anymore either. Nobody seems to use
the... Nobody will charge the plate. They used to... Tommy used to come out. Lasorda
used to... shout from the dugout.
He used to yell, and he'd throw his hat down before he got out of the top step of the dugout, and he'd run over to home plate, and the umpire would meet him halfway, and Tommy would finagle some way to get his fatness around
Tommy
to the
Lasorda,
home
everybody.
Plate so he could gesticulate to the balls and strikes. Right?
Well, he would start by sort of shouting in the dugout. He'd go, you call that a strike? You call that a ball? You know, and pretty soon the umpire, it's like glare, and then he'd look in the dugout, sometimes toss Tommy out of the game before he even got out of the dugout.
That really pissed him off.
Oh, boy.
He didn't get his 2 cents in.
Didn't even get out of the dugout.
He didn't get his 2 cents in. It was murder.
And
the fans wanted it. Soon as Tommy's little body popped up on the top step, everybody started applauding and yelling and screaming. To me, that's what you go to the ballpark for. You want the people that you support to make sure that you're fighting for them, because the umpire is clearly now blind.
Well, there's a story about that coming up. But, Corey, I think our producer, Corey, you had to come. And we send you to the ballpark. Fred and I don't like to go anymore. Too many bobbleheads. And, you know, you were there. Nobody argued the balls and strikes.
So, actually, last night, the game against the Rockies, Dave Roberts was sitting there, and he did what you guys were talking about. It was an 0-2 count, and I think it was to Max Muncy or somebody, and they called three – It was a 3-0 count, and they called two straight strikes that were way outside.
Yeah.
And Dave Roberts was letting them hear it, and all of a sudden the ump got up and walked over and pointed at him, and that was the end of it.
Yeah, because you can't get out there anymore.
I'm sorry, I didn't see it. You said it was the end of it, meaning
that
no more arguing?
No more arguing, or he was going to toss him even just looking at him.
Here's me. This is me.
What would you do, Fred?
Let me give you the shot.
I would
make sure that no umpire cut me off from home plate. I'd sprint right past him and turn around, and I'd stand on him, home plate, and I would, again, gesticulate to the umpire that he can't see what is clearly now, in this day and age, obvious balls and strikes, according to the framework that's been set up by Major League Baseball.
Exactly. And you would gesticulate, and you'd also point and do that kind of stuff. And I'm telling you, go back to Leo Durocher and Jocko Conlon when they would kick dirt on each other's shoes.
Beautiful.
Wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just read an article that it's also the umpires have too thin of skin. The umpires before one of the games 2 days ago told the players that we'll have a story coming up that they troll them by putting the challenging signal. He says, if any of you do the challenging signal, I'm tossing you right then and there.
Really?
Yeah.
So they don't even want to be challenged.
They don't even, because they can't challenge this year. So they're saying, wow, that would have been a ball if there was a challenge.
I would make sure that I had the opportunity to be ejected every game. Every game, I would argue someplace at first, second, third base, down the right field.
So if you're the manager,
right,
Fred, you'd go out there.
I'm out, and I'm working for my team.
I don't blame you. Listen to this. Corey, you got these stats here. I'll start the first one. You go through April 15th. Umpires incorrectly called a ball with two strikes 28 times instead of 28 strikeouts. These at-bats led to 10 walks, three singles, and a double. That's cheating. What else you got for us?
On the 12th, there was an umpire in the Phillies game that...
Scott Barry.
Yeah, Scott Barry, that gifted them a walk at the end of the inning instead of a strikeout. And the next batter hit a two-run double. Barry missed 16 calls, and 12 of them went against the Cardinals.
This guy, Scott Barry. Umpire Manny Gonzalez on April 11th missed 14 calls in the Red Sox-Blue Jays game. 12 of them went against the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays lost by one in 10 innings.
They were cheated, no doubt.
No doubt.
Well, and that's the thing. All of these have, on April 9th, umpire Rob Drake missed 17 calls, most of them going against the Angels, the Rays.
Yeah.
And the Rays end up losing by... They went 13 calls against them. The Rays lose by one.
Well, that's all right.
I will bet you could pull anybody out of the first base box seat.
Yes.
And put a black hat on them and stick them behind home plate, and they could call a better game.
Now, you're not just goofing around a little bit, but you were in the stands. You could tell that the calls were off.
Yeah,
right?
there was multiple, and you can't say anything anymore. They just shut it down right quick.
Yeah, it's like the government.
And then on April 5th, umpire Scott Barber, by the way, he's got a great haircut. I don't know if you... he gave Tyler Fitzgerald a walk on what should have been a strikeout in the bottom of the 11th, and Fitzgerald would have scored the winning run with two outs. So Barber missed a season-high 24 calls in the Giants-Mariners game. This is ridiculous.
Well, I put down here on my paper, and I'm going to submit
Please.
It.
Yeah.
I'm going to submit this.
To the teacher.
To the teacher. That's you, Mike.
Thank you.
Right after the game. There's the square. This is the square right here. And this is how simple it is when you go out and tell the umpire, see this piece of paper? This is what I'm going to give you to work off of. And if I don't get thrown out for that, then all bets are off.
I think, Fred, maybe you should be the commissioner of umpires in the Major League Baseball. We'll talk, see if we can get Rob Manfred to go for that. We'll be right back here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Fred Dreyer Show, the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, producer Corey Marino. Fred Dreyer, we call him the Sultan, Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in the same game. Clip two different quarterbacks in the same quarter.
I'm now moving in, Corey and Mike Horn.
Yes.
I'm now moving into Sultan of pitch. Sultan of pitch.
All right, the new Sultan of safeties is now the Sultan of pitch.
Sultan, during baseball, I lend myself
both the seasons,
over to the baseball jockeys, and I make sure that the following occurs. I'm going Earl Weaver. We all know who Earl Weaver is.
A great Baltimore Oriole manager.
This was
manager.
The greatest complainer. This was the greatest foot kicker.
He was whatever you just said.
He on the first pitch that the umpire misses, I come out of the dugout like it was all a written script.
Like somebody lit a firecracker behind you, right? You come right out of it.
I just come right out of it, and I don't leave until I'm ready to leave.
That's perfect. Now, you talked about the great Earl Weaver. He had that relief pitch. Remember Don Stanhouse? He called him Tupac because he smoked two packs of cigarettes.
Yeah, on his way to the mound.
Waiting for Stanhouse to close the game down in the ninth inning. That was he had confidence in his pitchers. Two packs of cigarettes.
But when
it came to umpiring, come on. Leo DeRocher had a little bit of these guys had some meanness that they'd come out against these umps. Now, these guys are getting away with murder here, Fred. I'm telling you, Corey, I guess commercials are being made of this now. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I was on my X or Twitter feed, whatever you want to call it these days. But there's a new ad that LASIK, the eye company, the eye repair is running. And it says it was after... They were talking about one of the worst so far this year, and JT Realmuto of the Phillies.
Yeah. Catcher.
Catcher was, and the ball was way outside, and it was an insane outside pitch. And
was he batting?
He was batting, and it was a strike. And
he would know.
He's a catcher.
He was livid, so they sent out this tweet saying, "Better vision, better calls. Still offering all MLB umps free LASIK. Our Philly locations will be ready after the game."
That's great.
We got to see if we can get JT Realmuto on the show so he can go back down pitch by pitch.
And the umpires get kind of fooled. I mean, first off, what is this? Harry Windelstadt, the late, great Harry Windelstadt, good umpire. He's got this kid, Hunter.
He couldn't see either, so let's not get carried away.
The kid's even worse now. He's got Coke bottles there, I think, in his eyes. Anyway, so you got this home plate umpire, Tony Randazzo. And apparently he's an umpire fell victim because the Giants have this catcher, Patrick Bailey. And Bailey, I guess, is elitist in being able to grab the ball and move it into the strike zone quickly. Is that how it's done, Corey?
Yeah, just like Fred was saying, he gets into the frame, so they call it framing the pitch.
And he's the guy who did that to Realmuto that turned Realmuto nuts on it.
Yeah.
And mistakes happen, but this LASIK thing is out there. Better vision, better calls. And there's also an Orioles fan. Who's this guy? This umpire, auditor X?
This is where I got a lot of the umpire news. Okay. He has his own Twitter account, and it's all he does is audit the umpires after every game they do.
Right.
And JD, our other producer, really liked this story. So
what happened?
The umpire... I don't have his first name here, but Bacon. In Sunday's game.
His name is Bacon?
His name's Bacon.
Hey, Bacon!
And eggs. It's his team.
Eggs and bacon.
You can't see anything, Bacon. We better put a couple of eggs in those eyes of yours.
So he missed 17 calls, 14 against the Orioles, in a game between Toronto Blue Jays.
Repeat it for Fred.
How many did he miss?
17.
That gives me terrible. That gives me 17 times to charge the plate.
But, but you will like this. The bacon ejected Orioles manager Brandon Hyde in the third because he, after the second strikeout and probably one of the main missed calls, he went out there and gave him the business.
Good. See?
See? So he came in there and they brought in pancakes.
But the next time they play, we're going to have this for the umpire.
Yeah, you're going to show him your sheet with your marks on there.
That's right.
Watch a game. But what is amazing is last year the announcers talked about it. This year, they just kind of show it to you and don't say anything. At least say, look, at this guy's blind. He can't find the strike zone with both eyeballs.
They've got
to start miking these guys up.
You should.
They have to start miking them up.
It'd be a great game to watch, wouldn't it, with the catcher, the batter, and the umpire all talking to each other?
And when I pitch, they get all of it.
And Fred grunting in the background. Put a mic on Fred. Oh, so you're going to go out and pitch, a manager pitcher?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. You used to be a big righty. I think you could
still bring it.
I
am a big writer.
I think you could still bring it. You could also throw the ball, too. This, I'm telling you, it is getting terrible. And next year, are they going to put what they call this thing, the ABS system? Is that the automatic brake system that I have on my car?
It's, yeah.
Same company?
Automatic balls and strikes, I believe.
Oh, automatic braking, braking the system.
They're breaking it now. Oh, boy. So,
Or as we know it sometimes in the dugout, breaking your balls.
Never mind. Okay, Fred, we're here on the Fred Dreyer Show. Hope you're enjoying it. Okay, so in spring training, they had the automatic balls and strike system. And you could challenge the call. Now you can't in this season, right? This is a freebie season.
Yeah, it was just for the spring training. They just wanted to test it out, so they just wanted to see. So you can't challenge it this season.
What they find out when they looked at the results of spring training with the ABS system. What was the result of
they
having
said
the computer do it?
That the pitching team had a 54.4% overturn rate, which was better than if the pitchers called for a challenge. They won 54.4% of the time.
Okay.
The hitters won 50% of the time, and the catchers were better because they could see the ball right in there. So it was 56% of the time. But that also means 50% of the time these guys are wrong. Over 50% of the time these umps are wrong, and that's after they have to challenge it.
Exactly.
Which is insane. And then each challenge, because, you know, baseball, worrying about time, only added 13.8 seconds per game. I mean, per challenge, which only added like 3 minutes. So that doesn't really matter because no one wants a longer game if you have to challenge each pitch.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
I think you do.
You do what?
I think you want a little bit longer if the point is getting the truth about.
I think so.
The umpire and my vaunted pitch count piece of paper.
Fred, before we were in a heated discussion here on this show prep time, as we should actually televise that first hour of the show, Fred is in there leading us through what we're going to all be talking about. And you mentioned, and I think you're correct here, I haven't heard anybody talking about the pitch clock anymore. That seems to it's done now, and people are just
forgot about it.
They're just the pitchers have gotten used to it now. They just start throwing, right?
Yeah, who's counting? There's no, you know, click off 5, 4, 3, 2. There's none of that in the game anymore.
Exactly.
And they made a big deal about it, and then they just decided, you know what? Let's stop doing that. We want to speed the game up. And then they foreshadowed this. They foreshadowed my invention, which was for every batter that comes up, he has, here it is right here, he has what? He has the framework right here of the pitch strike zone that none of these guys have ever seen before. They've never seen it.
It's got to be the first page on the new umpire handbook.
You know,
Fred,
you know I love you and respect you, and I think you're really on to something here.
I think so.
And I want to add just one thing to it, see if you'll go for this.
Uh-huh.
We actually have Corey and myself will cut sheets of paper and we'll hang them behind the batter. So if the ball hits that sheet of paper, it's an automatic strike. And if it doesn't,
I'm going to put that up for committee.
You like that idea?
I'm going to put the
simple way.
I'm going to find out exactly how we get this made in droves.
Since we're not doing the ABS system, it'd be sort of a manual thing to see. And the pitcher,
you
got to
argue
paper.
Something. You can't argue the clock because the clock's the clock. But you still now have left it up to common sense and reason. And if people don't understand that, then they got to start playing tennis.
And by the way, what's a complete game now? Have they changed that? It used to be, you know, like a complete game back when I was a kid was like 9 innings. Now 5 innings, you know, but I think they reduced it this year to 2.5 innings. If you're in the game, you can get the win. Is that correct now?
You just have to touch the ball, I think.
That's what it is.
Nominated as the starting pitcher.
I'm sure that makes sense.
Here's the thing with that paper behind the home plate. Uh-huh. If you got a bullpen that's kind of wild, you can know where to make the cuts. If the bullpen can't even go and get it across the plate and hit that paper, why even carry it?
Well, you don't have a sport.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I think we're moving along in the right direction.
Genius.
And my strike and ball sheet is available.
Autographed by Fred.
Autographed by me. This is the original. We won't be flaunting it, but we will be letting people know it's coming your way.
And we have a new category. How many times has the manager been thrown out of the game? Because you're going to argue this stuff.
Yeah.
You can lead the league in toss outs.
Oh, that would be, I'd be honored.
I'd be honored just to... No, and think how many people would go to the ballpark to watch you come charging out of there arguing.
I would put every time I came out to argue for my team, my pitcher, I would point to the scoreboard, and Earl Weaver and Tommy Lasorda would be up there in animation kicking each other.
I'm telling you. That is missing from baseball. We got to bring that back.
Well, you got to have it. You got to have sport in the sport.
Yeah. You don't need to go and look at the review in New York or anything. Just have Fred Dreyer go out there and shout at the umpire and get into a good one.
Yeah.
Roll around in the dirt.
I'll have a surrogate in New York, believe me.
Maybe
all
like
national games.
Best of two falls or something like that should be good. We'll take a break. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. We're changing the game of baseball.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
What up, fellow Gen Xers? Elizabeth Banks here. As the original Latchkey Kids, we took things into our own hands, like house keys and video game controllers. And now it's time for us to do it again, because the recommended age to get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. we're at over 6 times greater risk compared to adults under 50. So go to VaxAssist.com and schedule. Gen X, this is our shot. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. Hi, I'm Michael Horn, learning to announce from Ed Herlihy of Kraft Cheese.
It's creamy and rich.
It's delicious. From Kraft, new Velveeta cheese. The Kraft Music Hall. Hey, we got some comments from some of our great listeners. Rachel is out there in Birmingham, Alabama. Hello to her. Lori in Iowa. She has been listening to the show, and she's a little ticked about the umpires, so much so that she's been stuffing pasta shells while we've been talking about this, and she has apparently a tin about this high full of stuffed pasta shells there. Martine, Cape Canaveral, has forced another Cape Canaveral launch. Those women went up, by the way. Did you see that? I don't think at Cape Canaveral.
They got to be Arizona. Careful. They've got a left turn coming up they've got to make.
A Blue Origin. And did we get them back, or did they make a U-turn?
Well, it's left turn first that puts you into that U-turn.
Six women were in there, I'm telling you. It must have been a noise fest.
Who was knitting? I have to know.
They were there, I think. I don't know, quite sure. Jenny in Santa Maria has commented here. She's a little perturbed about the umpires. She thinks the umpires should be forced to watch the game when it's over with and see how many calls they missed.
I think they should carry a portable TV while they're calling balls and strikes.
That'd be good.
I think they should stand behind after the game and get beaned for every pitch they miss.
I think, like a dunk tank.
Yeah.
Really?
That's serious.
Yeah.
All right, then we'll do a dunk tank. We don't have to hit them.
Yeah, we just put them in the water.
Just freezing cold water.
That's it.
At Boston, Massachusetts at 11 in the morning.
That's perfect. Get in there and get a little sniffles. Alyssa from Italy is tuned in. She's listening late at night, by the way. She listens to our show. And Pamela says she's got good weather in Georgia. And there you have it. Good people there. By the way, email Fred. Fred promises now you're going through the mail, right?
Yes. Yes.
FredDreyer@crntalk.com. FredDreyer@crntalk.com. Now, since we're doing a baseball special here, the Dodgers have this great team. They put together a super team. But you came up with some facts here, producer Corey Marino, that the Dodgers, 29th in baseball in runs scored, with only the White Sox scoring fewer since April, up to April 3rd. They were not scoring very well.
No, and they're tied for third in home runs with 11 then at the time of this recording. But and that means if they're not scoring home runs, they're not getting hits with people with running and scoring position. It's just you can't win baseball like that. You'll get your walks and you get your people on, but you got to bring them in.
They got a bullpen that's been good, but injuries. The Dodgers carry, I think, 45 pitchers, half of which are on the DL.
At all times.
At any given time. Anthony Bonda in the bullpen gave up two in the last three games when you took this information. Two earned runs. Blake Treinen won. Vesia won. Ben Kasperias, I've had some problems with him. He gave up like 6 runs.
Yeah, he had a lot of
Ben did?
Yeah.
He had a lot
Take
of work
it easy,
in the
manager Fred.
Holy smoke.
Fred didn't even know
it. I was out with the cheese wheel on the mound. And
Ben Kasperias.
And Ben was walking the bases juiced.
Do you know who's better than him? Miguel Rojas only gave up 5. And he was throwing in those big old loafer balls in there. And Luis Garcia gave him 4.
I got to talk about him later on.
You will?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Now, good news for the Dodgers, because they have Clayton Kershaw threw some kind of simulated, what did he do, 3 innings, something like that, Corey?
Yeah, on Wednesday he threw 3 innings on a simulated game, yeah.
Yes.
I believe. Yeah, and scoreless innings. And so it's a good start. We'll see how his toe reacts, because that's the big thing with him
right now. Yeah, an operation on that toe, right?
Yeah. The arm, he says, is everything but the toe is good, so it's just, and the way he comes down on the off the mound with all that weight. It's got to be able to hang in there. So we'll see how he does, and hopefully we can get it back soon.
He got stalled off the roadway I went by, and I just rolled my window down and shouted, "Need a tow?"
Oh, Fred liked that one.
He didn't appreciate that. Didn't appreciate it. Well, he had an injured toe.
Ooh.
Okay. Probably the most interesting statistic here is that Shohei Ohtani's leadoff batter for the Dodgers, right? He's a great player. And he started all the Dodger games, at least the first 17 that we looked at. And when he comes up to the plate, there's only been 7 plate appearances when he's had, and this is in entire games here, runners in scoring position. So the bottom half of the Dodgers lineup was waking up. Now, the players, though, are commenting. Mookie Betts says, "I think it's just a bumpy 2 weeks." And I think a lot of the Dodgers had illnesses. Mookie had it. Teoscar Hernandez had the illness. Kike Hernandez didn't have many hits, but the hits he had were home runs. And he said, "I just feel like we have more guys scuffling than guys that are feeling really good at the plate." And then Dave Roberts, the manager, this guy puts it all in perspective. Listen to this. He says, "Our DNA as an offense, we do a really good job of beating the starter and getting the pitch count up and getting to the pen." He says, "And I think for me, that stands out. It's going to happen. It's just this last 9-10 game stretch, it just hasn't. And when you get guys that are kind of searching, they're looking more anxious than I think typically we are. Hitting is not easy, but I'm not overly concerned right now, given we're at on the calendar. I know we're going to hit, and I know we're going to score runs." He says, "We've just got to get back as to who we are." Dave is the consummate manager. You know, in basketball, they're firing coaches left and right, even in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, all the mics gone.
Did you know that, Fred? All the coaches named Mike.
They need their version of the strike zone. That's what they need. They need this. The strike zone.
I'm telling you.
But the bullpen does have a little help right now. They have the Dodger bullpen has a rookie who has 11 innings pitched with 0 earned runs.
Who's that?
Jack Dreyer.
No relation.
I was going to say, I thought he's a good reliever,
We got to wait until the donkey comes in with the hay to find out if I want to claim any type of a genetic.
Did you notice that guy wearing glasses, dark-rimmed glasses?
No, he didn't have his Pradas on.
Fred, are you moonlighting at night as Jack Dreyer on the Dodgers?
Yes.
Fred, I got to get your take on this next one here. Let's get to football.
You don't have to, but...
Well, I want your take on this. Let's get to football. And not NFL. Let's talk about college football. This guy, Nico Yamaliva, he's was threatening to leave last season here, Tennessee, to seek more money. Last season, mm-hmm. he was in the playoffs, and they were going to go into extra games in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, because they had extra games. They normally only participate in 12 games, but because of this playoff, it would have been 13 or more.
So stuff was happening last December during the playoffs with this kid included, but not just this kid. They were trying to get more money from Tennessee and other playoff teams before the playoffs. They were trying to leverage playoff participation.
You mean...
That's what Nico Yamaliva was talking about, threatening to not play, right?
Do you mean they were extorting? Were these punk-ass sophomores extorting our blessed college football teams?
The explainer says, "Our client is being paid X amount of money to participate in 12 games, maybe a 13th if you make the conference championship game. But you guys made the playoff. He should make money. Money. This is the kind of BS that's happening behind the scenes right now." And so these head coaches are a little upset about this.
This is an outrage. I'm outraged.
You know, the Tennessee head coach said there's no one that's bigger than the Power T. Is that Nico?
No, that's what they call Tennessee, the team.
The Power T. That includes me, he says. Today we got to see 110 guys that ran out and competed their butts off to give their all for Tennessee and do it the right way. But this guy was threatening not to play.
That was the coach.
Yeah, that was the coach?
That was the coach saying about
his team.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian Kelly talked about Nico Yamaliva, and he said, "I think we're going to see a lot of this. This is a new world. I think this is the natural course when there weren't many guidelines out there. It's all about name, image, and likeness, and these college players want money. Lots of it, Fred."
Well,
what do you
parents
think?
Parents do, that's for sure.
Well, sure, the parents.
Well, he said a lot of it has come from his camp, which is like his dad and like
his
some
camp.
These kids are now having
camps. Alcoholic father.
Wait a minute. These kids have a camp already?
Yeah, he says his parents, his dad is one of the big motivations driving him to look for more money.
Let me ask you a question, Fred. In all your years playing football,
yes,
did you ever have anything close to a camp? It was you and your lawyer, right? That was it.
It was me and my lawyer and my neighbor, Mickey.
What did Mickey have to say with this?
He was always very affirmative. He was always very positive. He always said, sock it to him. Get that cash so we can go to Manhattan Beach.
Camp. This guy's in college, and he's got a camp.
He's got a camp. We were so short on money in our camp that we had to use tiny footballs. You know the little guys?
Yeah, those little tiny ones.
Yeah, the little white ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, those are cheaper than regular eggs. You can use those for your Easter egg hunt this year, the tiny footballs.
Yeah, it might work.
That would be great. Now, the Miami head coach, I like this guy, Mario Cristobal. He says on holdouts, like following the Nico Yamalavia situation, he says, quoting Mario Cristobal, "We're not going to do it at Miami. If they want to play holdout, they might as well play get out."
Ooh, I love him.
I like this guy.
Yeah. He'll destroy the franchise, but that's all right. He's got balls.
He's got these. I like that kind of a guy. And then this other coach, LeSean Shady McCoy. Who's this guy?
Oh, he's an NFL player. He played on the Eagles and the Bills and all that.
So he says, once the players have power, it's a whole issue. But for all these years, the NCAA has been taking money from these young kids for years. So what? It's college. I mean, you're going there, you're paying money for an education.
Well, remember what the original idea was.
What?
We've got to get these kids who are already on scholarship, we've got to get them a little bit more money so they don't have to stand in line at McDonald's and starve to death. That was what they said. It was all about, you know, taking and then that's when the players and their parents showed up and said, "No, we want big time money." And so now they're taking a big time money to a new height.
Yeah, name, image, and likeness.
Yeah.
I mean, it's college. I mean, come on. If you make so much money in college, you don't even need to play in the NFL after this, right? Why have you made all the money?
They play out their option. They play it out. Then they come back and re-up.
Get an
option
in college.
This guy's here making millions after they've reinstated themselves with another team.
Yeah, well, he said he was going to make $2.2 million if he stayed at Tennessee, and he left to look for $4 million from a team.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like he's going to get it. It looks like the camp was wrong.
Well, the camp was
wrong. Damn, what happened to the camp?
I mean, I majored in radio, TV, film. Could you imagine if I demanded to go over to KHJ and take over Dave Diamond and the Diamond Mine? Hey, Mike Horn and the Horn Mine. How are you doing? You know, come on.
Hey, I'll go with you.
Well, yeah, it's a beating. The Fred, Mike, and Corey show. You want to do it?
I'm going to go with you. I'll keep the car running.
Hey, speaking of quartets here, the LA Kings, hockey-wise,
they've
improved their season. This is their best season record, I think, 48-24-9. 48 wins, 24 losses, 9 ties, 105 points, a franchise record. And on Tuesday night's game was the first game without either Dustin Brown, Drew Doughty, Anze Kopitar, or Jonathan Quick in the Kings lineup over the last 19 years. Quick isn't even with the team anymore.
No.
But always one of those guys played in the last 19 years. Did they win that game without the Dustin Brown, Drew Doughty, or Anze Kopitar?
I would hope so.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
not a hockey man.
And that's our hockey report on the Fred Dreyer Show.
When Wayne left,
sold you that TV at your house.
And he brought that TV over. I said, that's it.
Loaded up in the house.
He's my guy. When he retires, so do I.
We'll be back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. It's time for our hunter historian, Pamela Johnson, to give us this week's episode. Apparently, there's a sensational three-part episode. Started last week. Episodes two and three going to be showing this weekend on Get TV. And multiple storylines because McCall goes undercover as a call girl. Check out that photo. We'll post
really?
It at thefredDreyerShow.com.
So that's where she was at lunch.
That's exciting. Anyway, she busts a prominent Superior Court judge who's had political connections. The political court judge is played by Robert Reed, but I don't think we want to look at him. Let's go see the bust.
He's a part of the success hunter.
Yeah, and so they're joined by two other detectives. Apparently, in this episode, they're joined by Shelley Taylor Morgan and Eric Estrada in this series, and it's Fred and Eric are looking pretty good in this episode. Apparently, you guys working together in this one seem to have a good time there. Both of you guys looking pretty chipper.
My line was when we're in the car on the way to the scene of the crime, I would say, Eric, I'm going to drop you off here. I'm going to drop you off here.
Yeah.
And then I'll meet you inside on the fourth floor next to the cotton balls. And he says, I got you.
I'd rather go pick up Stephanie. Looks like she needs a ride.
That's teamwork.
Yeah. All right, so there you have it. What a great episode. I'm going to watch that. It's on Get TV. All right, I think that's our show. After Stephanie brought the place to a screeching halt here, Fred. That's it.
Yeah.
Fred Dreyer going behind the home plate, going to be calling some balls and strikes for the Dodgers when they come back from their road trip. All right, that's our show. If you missed anything, follow Fred Dreyer on X at Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him. He's answering his emails. Fred Dreyer.
Yes.
That's F-R-E-D is Fred. Dreyer, yes. D-R-Y-E-R at CRNTalk.com. Say hi to Corey Marino, info@crntalk.com, or here's truly Mike Horn. That's our show. And Fred's holding up the strike zone.
This is it.
Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
I'm going to Xerox about 18,000 of these over the weekend and pass them out.
Get your very own. Fred's going to have them available for you to email.
I'm going to Dodger Stadium, and I'm going to share it with all the Dodger fans.
Paper strike zones from Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much for joining us.